Hello and welcome back to episode 34 of the Boxing Social Podcast in association with Betfred, with me, your host, Rob Tebbutt. Before we get started, as always, I'd like to remind everybody to please like, comment and subscribe. Turn those notifications on for more boxing content. Now that's out of the way. I always have to do that. It's always very formal. I'm delighted to be joined. It's a very heavyweight edition of the Boxing Social Podcast. They're joined by Hosea Stewart and Matty Harris ahead of their professional debuts live on Boxing Social tomorrow night. Today, I don't know when this is going to go out. So Thursday the 25th from 6:30 on Facebook and YouTube. Right. All of that boring stuff's out of the way. Hosea, how are you doing? Thanks very much for coming down.
Yeah. I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff, like a nice bright smile. We've just filmed a few little bits and pieces for people to keep an eye on. We won't give everybody away the answers already, but thought that was quite fun. I enjoyed that, did you?
Yeah, different, man, different.
It certainly was different. Matty, how are you? Nice to see you.
Thanks. Didn't get to sleep very well last night. The room was cold, so.
Oh, you have to put a complaint in. Chris Ridgway there from Wasserman Boxing. You have to get all of your complaints over to him. Certainly not Boxing Social. We'd have only put you up in the finest of establishments. But anything to do with the fact that it's your professional debut just a couple of days away? Or?
Nah. Do you know what? I'm relaxed. This is the best way for me to be. But as I said, nah, it was just cold in my room because my brother was staying a few. He said it was cold as well, so.
Terrible.
I know, I need to get sorted out.
You do seem like pretty laid back. Obviously, you've turned up in your socks and your sliders, which usually is my kind of look as well. So
trademark look at the minute.
I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing that. I really enjoy that look. Obviously, Hosea, same question to you. I'm just going to bring the mic slightly closer to you. There we go. How you feeling? Obviously, you got your professional debut. I know you both would have waited a long time for this from being in the amateurs. Mm. Excited, nervous, bit of both?
Yeah, very, man. I just want to get in there now. Yeah, the fight excitement hit me. I just want to inflict violence.
It's been a while, but obviously everybody's been kind of at the mercy of the pandemic. Training was closed for a bit, then obviously boxing and things have been pushed back and pushed back. How has the delay affected you?
Yeah, not much really. Just got me more, building up more excitement really. So, it's been, like I say, it's been a long time coming. Just been waiting for it, working. And now the opportunity's here now, so... just going to have fun with it.
Good stuff. Healthy attitude to have. Matty, what about you? Itchy knuckles? Desperate to get in there?
Yeah, a bit, because I ain't fought in so long now. But like I said, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm just, like I said, just staying relaxed, man. Like I said, I just want to enjoy the whole process. I want to enjoy everything about it.
When was the last time you boxed?
Oh, going on 2 years now. It was before the pandemic. I think I might have boxed actually... in the March, like the start of March before the everything went into lockdown. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it was around then. But is it November 23rd today?
24th today. Yeah, 24th today.
Yeah, so it would have been. Yeah, I boxed in March and then I boxed 2 years ago yesterday as well. I boxed twice this month, 2 years ago, I think.
Wow. So that's a long time out. Right, before we kind of move on and talk about other bits and pieces, one question I'm desperate to ask, because you guys have obviously sparred each other, shared the ring with each other. So I could sit here and say, well, what are you going to do? And blah, blah, every fighter is going to say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Obviously, keep it nice and light. We don't want to have Chris Ridgway over there jumping in and acting security. Hosea, tell me about this man. Obviously, you've shared the ring with him in sparring. What can we expect to see from him in his professional, well, debut career?
I like how he talks, relaxed, he's sharp, he's skillful, man. So it's a taller version of myself. The big relaxed, loose heavyweight one. So it'll be good to see him.
When did you spar together? Because you're from like similar areas, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Okay, Matty. This is where you say, I filled him in, I dropped him in the So keep it nice and light, but what's it like?
It's always awkward you're asking these kind of questions, you know what I mean? But do you know what? He's loose, heavy-handed. Do you know what? He moves very well for a big man. Do you know what I mean? Someone of his size, you wouldn't think he can move, but yeah. And... he applies a lot of pressure.
That's something you mentioned, obviously, the size of you, Hosea. Like dwarfing me, which makes me feel a little bit better. Usually I've got Barry Jones there. I was obviously used to be super featherweight champion of the world. Yeah. And every time I get on camera, I look like a giant in comparison. But as I understand it, Kala and Nissa Sowland have got a nickname for you.
Yeah.
What's the nickname?
Tiny.
How did that come about?
He just see me and he's like, yeah. He calls himself the Midlands Monster, but I like Tiny.
I think that's a really good nickname. Sort of like Little John from Robin Hood, with obviously the size of a big man. You're both signed to Wasserman Boxing. Obviously, really exciting time to be in boxing now, certainly for fighters. Maybe. You've got more networks, more promoters, more people sort of paying an interest in boxing. Jose, we'll start with you. Just talk to us about how the whole Wasserman Boxing thing came about.
Once the news kind of got out there that I was ready to turn over, you know, we had a few offers, spoke to a few people, and I remember my manager got in touch and he said, you know, we got some guys from Wasserman who want to have a talk. They've got big plans and, you know, they want to have a chat with you and see what we can sort out. The minute I spoke to them and they realised my plans and their ambitions, they're aligned. And just, why not? And we just want to move forward with the right people to know what they're doing. They've got plenty of experience with building up top heavyweights and other fighters as well. So, yeah, it was just the right thing to do.
Matty, same question to you. I mean, you're both guys who are, you know, boxed as amateurs and kind of got to a point where, you know, the lure of turning pro now, I feel like people are turning pro or looking to turn pro, certainly having the offers to turn pro earlier than beforehand. What about you? What was your journey to Wasserman Boxing, so to speak?
I just kind of stumbled across it. It wasn't really a thing like that. I had I was in camp with Huey at the time. Then I had my assessment for GB and at the weekend, and Max brought it up to me just before that. I went for my assessment, and it normally takes a little while. Then I had to go back 2 weeks later and then pass my assessment. So I was going to go down the GB route, because I secured my place on there. But then Wasserman offered me a good deal. Turn over and money talks, man. So
yeah, and it's not like I don't know.
It's not just that. It's the fact that they were they got big plans, as Jose said. They showed me. They told me where they want to go, and what a great opportunity to be in with them from the start. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it made sense. Obviously, not just the money, but it helped convince me.
Yeah, being on the ground floor of something and kind of being able to have that longevity and potential longevity in your career. Yeah, it's a real bonus and a real benefit. One thing that we've spoken about kind of separately today is sparring and people that you've sparred with. You sparred with a certain Anthony Joshua. I know somebody who you'd kind of looked up to, or you'd certainly taken an interest in his career when you were making your way up. What was that like? I bet that was a somewhat surreal experience to share the ring with him.
Yeah, it was good, man. Refreshing. And just like I always tell people, even his warm-ups are just different. They're long, you know, they're very specific. And it's like just being able to watch his preparation, put it into my own game. It's good, man. And then having other guys around like Bryant Jennings, it's good to work with him and pick his brain. Gerald Washington, Martin McCauley, Fraser Clark, you know, the list goes on. The amount of guys that came in and out of camp, and to be able to work with them, it was a good experience, man. Just a lot of learning.
Anthony Joshua has also, he sort of stayed a part of your career. He's checked in with your career from time to time, giving you a few words of wisdom and messages of support. That must be great for a young heavyweight sort of making his way in the sport.
Yeah, it was good. I was surprised. I remember I was going into the final of the Nationals, and I just got a message coming through from Benjamin Whitaker, and he said, oh, watch this. And I thought, oh, shit. Yeah, but it's good. It's good to, you know, at the time, the heavyweight champion. I just got started. You know, I was like 2 months into my amateur career. So getting a message like that, it was different, man. It was good.
What did you make of his last fight with Alexander Usyk?
Frustrating, man. I just wanted him to put the pressure on, but here's what it is. It happened, and I think he rectified what needed to be done in that fight 100%, man. He'll come back better.
Matty, one of the things that we spoke about was your sparring with a certain Derek Chisora, who, you know, we all know Derek Chisora loves to have a little move around and just, you know, just a bit of tech sparring and just work the jab, Dale, and move up. I don't think anybody's believing that. What was that like? I'd imagine that's a different type of experience for a young heavyweight making his way up is going to spar.
Just war. There's no easy way around it. There's no talking about it. He just comes. He throws hell for leather. Everything into every punch. But he do you know what? He's crafty. You know, he's a lot smarter. He's he uses his energy really well. He's stronger than he's given credit for, than he's given credit for, and he's smarter than he's given credit for. It's just little stuff like when you're pushing back in the clinch, he's relaxed. He don't fight with no one because it wastes his energy. That kind of stuff. And so yeah, but it was a tough experience, but it was good. I learned from it. So
yeah, it's good to have those experiences. Maybe not too regularly. Certainly at the start of your career. Any in particular words of wisdom? I can imagine kind of words of wisdom from Derek is probably,
you know what,
probably quite an interesting situation.
I sat down on the edge of the ring with him after my spar, and we sat there for, 2 hours? Just chatting, like I said, just picking his brains. Any single piece of advice? No, but he covered a lot. And just telling me about the business of professional boxing and the rest of it. So, yeah, it was good.
God, good luck to Wasserman if Derek's giving you pieces of advice with regards to the business of boxing. I know Cal has had his experiences with Derek over the years. Interesting one. On the flip side of that, Huey Fury, somebody else we discussed earlier, moving around with him, as somebody who is, in all seriousness, more of a technical boxer and somebody who I'd imagine isn't as scary as sparring Derek that early in your career. What was that like being a part of, sparring with Huey, but also being around the gym with Peter, somebody who's very knowledgeable, particularly on heavyweight boxing?
It was brilliant. I was with them for a few months, so I learned a lot just picking his brains. He spent a bit of time with me as well, just working on drills and practicing little stuff. And so I said it was really good. He's a lot better than he's given credit for, Huey is. He's quite tricky when you're in there with him. He just little things he does with his feet and his hands, just little adjustments, as I said. But he is quite good. But
great times to be a heavyweight, particularly British boxing. You've got, obviously, we mentioned Tyson. Well, we haven't mentioned Tyson. We mentioned Huey Fury. We mentioned AJ, Tyson Fury, Dillian White, Derek Chisora, Joe Joyce, Daniel. The list goes on and on and on. Never been a better time to be a heavyweight. Must give you such like motivation seeing Fury the other week with Deontay Wilder. What a great fight that was. And obviously Dillian White kind of making his way up. Joe Joyce never in a bad fight. Must be really exciting to be a heavyweight coming into the mix now.
Yeah, 100%. May sound controversial to a lot of old school people, but I feel like a golden era heavyweight's coming back through, not only in Britain. There's a lot of guys in America. There's guys in, you know, in Eastern Europe, guys over in Asia, Australia. You know, there's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of good heavyweights about, so it's a perfect time to test it all and get stuck in.
Matty, exciting times?
Yeah, of course. And as I said, it's not just what's already at the top now. I'm excited looking at the prospects coming through and how they're being built. David Adler's, Johnny Fisher's, people around that kind of pool. It's a great time to be a heavyweight. As I said, these people are making up noise and they're not far away from where we are, you know what I mean, in terms of starting point. So of course, it's a great time to be a heavyweight.
And you've got, like you mentioned there, something about your amateurs and you passing the GB assessment, obviously having success as an amateur. You don't necessarily need that all the time. You don't need to be a podium member of the Team GB squad. You just mentioned sort of David Adelaide, somebody who's coming through with little amateur experience, even Daniel Dubois, no senior amateur experience, boxed well as a junior, but not as a senior amateur. But you can kind of do it any which way nowadays, which is really good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as I said, do you know what? It's because I think people are just realising that there is a massive difference between professional and amateur boxing. They're two different things, you know what I mean? Let's say we're both young. How old are you, Jose?
24.
Yeah, exactly. We're both young. We've got a lot of time to learn the business and learn the game and get used to it and learn professional boxing. Do you know what I mean? It's completely different, so yeah.
Jose, how have you been kind of, you always talk to people about, and you make a good point there, Matty, it is very, very different. I mean, I know the amateur game is becoming more tailored towards the professionals now, obviously with the WSB and no head guards and what have you over the years. But there is still a difference between doing 3-3s or 4-2s or as it used to be, and doing 6-3s or 8-3s or 12-3s. What's been the biggest difference for you in preparation and turning over as a pro? How have you tried to tailor your style, or is it kind of something you're working on?
Not too much, really. Because everyone always said when I was an amateur, you know, I'd be brilliant as a pro because I'm just relaxed. I like to prep my work in advance, set things up and just, you know, see the fight out in my terms. So obviously with amateur boxing, boom, straight from the bow. You got to get stuck in, which is good. We can do that. But yeah, I like to relax and just get to my work on my terms, like I said. So yeah, just with more of my pro coaching, it's been more just working on sitting down on my shots a bit more and just relaxing just a little bit more. But yeah, I love it, man. I think it's more suited for me.
Mate, what about yourself? Jose has talked about kind of staying relaxed. I think if you were any more relaxed, you'd be asleep. But what have you been doing, or have you been doing anything to kind of to help with that crossover from amateur to pro?
Being at the camps, being around other professionals. I didn't have much amateur experience anyway, so I was never, and even when I did, I was never had a very amateurish style. So being around other professional boxers and seeing how they fight and sparring with them, doing the rounds and all that kind of stuff, you learn how to box more like a professional.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So yeah.
Okay, well, you're both making your debut tomorrow on Boxing Social. So as I said to you both before we got started, after five or six fights, we'll get in. We'll have probably more to talk about then once you've got a few fights under your belt. But being your professional debuts and, of course, being live on Boxing Social's Facebook and YouTube, this is now the opportunity for you both.
What's this live?
This isn't live right now,
what
no.
What was I going to say?
Don't worry. It will be live tomorrow, though, so just be aware before you turn. He's laid back, isn't he? Before you turn up, just be aware. But, Jose, I'm going to leave the last word from you first. What can we expect to see tomorrow? You make your professional debut. This is where you do it. They always say your next fight starts in the post-fight press conference. Not post-fight press conference. But anyway, what can fans expect to see from you tomorrow night?
I'm in two minds. It's either going to be a masterclass or a demolition job. Might be both.
There we go. I look forward to that. Matty?
Fireworks. Never just done. Leave it at that.
One word. One word's all he needs.
Smashed out the part there.
Okay, well, Jose Stewart and Matty Harris, thanks very much for popping down and coming on the Boxing Social podcast. Really looking forward to seeing both of your professional debuts and following your career from tomorrow live on Boxing Social, Facebook and YouTube from 6:30. From me, Rob Tebbutt, from Jose Stewart and Matty Harris, thanks very much for stopping by and we'll catch up with you soon.